Slowly, Dravis sat back down.
Is this something to do with your fight with the Empire? He demanded. Because if it is...
It isn't, Han assured him. There's a whole spiel that goes along with this, but what it boils down to is that the New Republic is short of cargo ships at the moment, not to mention experienced cargo ship pilots. If you're looking to earn some quick and honest money, this would be a good time to do it.
Uh-huh.
Dravis leaned back in his chair, draping an arm over the seat back as he eyed Han suspiciously.
So what's the catch?
Han shook his head.
No catch. We need ships and pilots to get interstellar trade going again. You got them. That's all there is to it.
Dravis seemed to think it over.
So why work for you and your pittance directly?
He demanded.
Why can't we just smuggle the stuff and make more per trip?
You could do that,
Han conceded.
But only if your customers had to pay the kind of tariffs that would make hiring smugglers worthwhile. In this case,
he smiled,
they won't.
Dravis glared at him.
Oh, come on, Solo. A brand new government, hard-pressed like crazy for cash, and you want me to believe they won't be piling tariffs on top of each other?
Believe anything you want,
Han said, letting his own tone go frosty.
Go ahead and try it, too. But when you're convinced, give me a call.
Dravis chewed at the inside of his cheek, his eyes never leaving Han's.
You know, Solo, he said thoughtfully, I wouldn't have come if I didn't trust you. Well, maybe I was curious, too, to see what scam you were pulling. And I might be willing to believe you on this, at least enough to check it out myself. But I'll tell you right up front that a lot of others in my group won't.
Why not?
Because you've gone respectable, that's why. Oh, don't give me that hurt look. The simple fact is that you've been out of the business too long to even remember what it's like. Profits are what drives a smuggler, Solo. Profits and excitement.
So what are you going to do instead? Operate in the Imperial sectors?
Han countered, trying hard to remember all those lessons in diplomacy that Leia had given him. Dravis shrugged.
It pays, he said simply.
For now, maybe,
Han reminded him.
But their territory's been shrinking for 5 years straight, and it's going to keep getting smaller. We're just about evenly gunned now, you know, and our people are more motivated and a lot better trained than theirs.
Maybe, Dravis cocked an eyebrow. But maybe not. I hear rumors that there's someone new in charge out there. Someone who's been giving you a lot of trouble. Like in the Abroa Sky system, for instance. I hear you lost an Elo Min task force out there a little while ago. Awfully sloppy losing a whole task force like that.
Han gritted his teeth.
Just remember that anybody who gives us trouble is going to give you trouble, too.
He leveled a finger at the other.
And if you think the New Republic is hungry for cash, think of how hungry the Empire must be right now.
It's certainly an adventure,
Dravis agreed easily, getting to his feet.
Well, it really was nice seeing you again, Solo. But I gotta go. Say hi to your princess for me.
Han sighed.
Just give your people our offer, okay?
Oh, I will. Might even be some who'll take you up on it. You never can tell.